When the Oscars are handed out on Sunday, the red carpet, the stars and the movies will be all about image, about being seen. For her annual series on odd Hollywood jobs, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports on actors who are heard but never seen.
I'm David Randolph. I'm a looper.
I'm Will Collier.
And I'm a looper.
Here we go. Let's take four.
On a soundstage at Fox Studios in Los Angeles, David, Will, and five others are recording dialogue for the TV forensic series Bones.
Got a suspicious package.
They are not principal actors in the show. They are not extras on the show. Their dialogue is never really heard, and it's mostly ad-libbed.
I love it, and I want you to come see it after work because I think
loopers
it's
are voice actors whose okay. work begins after the show or film is shot and edited.
I'm going to go Caesar with a little chicken on top.
Their job is to record what people in the background of a scene could be saying. Right now, they're going to lunch. Well, acting as if they're lunching at a restaurant.
I was looking at this caramel custard. What do you think?
As they record, the seven loopers stand in a circle under two overhead microphones. A scene plays silently on a big screen. On cue and often off mic, they start to walk around and talk.
Could be sweat.
Random scraps of dialogue to be mixed later into the scene they're watching, creating human ambience.
Hey, Rob, let's do it one more time if you don't mind, and take a step back.
In the Bones control room, sound mixer David Betancourt explains the reason for looping.
The beauty of it is it enhances the experience of what you're watching. If you watch something without all of this stuff that gets filled in post-production, it feels dead. It feels really flat. If it's done right, you shouldn't even notice it.
Here's the difference Bones loopers make to a crime scene at a high school. First, the scene with just the lead actor. Dry, no background sound.
This locker is currently unassigned. There's blood smears all over the inside.
Did you hear that little space between her phrases? Well, here comes a looper to fill the space, giving voice to a high school security guard. We just see the guard's back. The looper speaks for him.
Just keep moving, guys. I know. Just stay back. Just keep moving.
And now here's the same scene, partially mixed with music, and that looper heard very faintly in the background.
This locker is currently unassigned.
I know.
There's blood smears all over the inside.
Stay back.
Size of the locker.
There's texture now, dimension. In the end, for 37 seconds of TV screen time, there will be six layers of looping, many more layers for a major motion picture. In the film Selma, as marchers were beaten on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in 1965, you saw a crowd of extras, but you actually heard loopers. Those loopers were hired by Barbara Harris, as were the ones working on Bones today. She calls her company the Looping Group. Barbara did the voice casting for American Sniper, Guardians of the Galaxy, 12 Years a Slave. Why wouldn't it be enough to have very good microphones on a set, recording the principals as well as anybody who's in the background talking?
Mostly because it would be too time-consuming. When they're shooting, their primary interest is everything the principals are doing.
To fill in the background sounds, Barbara looks at the movie or show, takes notes, decides how many voice actors she'll need, and gives them guidance on research. Say it's a scene in a police station.
If they say this takes place in Atlanta, I would then instruct the actors to get some street maps, some points of interest. So when they're talking, because as you would do in a police station, you know, you'd reference there's some activity over on, you know, Main Street, intersections, bridges, so that it sounds as if the people who are talking go to this job every day.
To make it authentic, loopers on Bones even research the language of forensic experts.
Got another two EK kits for the luminol.
There's some residue on this binder.
Make sure you're looking for latent prints.
Some of these loopers, like David Randolph, had chillier work on Happy Feet, the Oscar-winning 2006 animated feature set in Antarctica.
And so we had to come in and be penguins. Who doesn't want to be a penguin, right?
Cute. For the sequel, they got to be singing krill, little but loud crustaceans.
A krill chorus. Oh, my goodness. This was a life experience.
I will tell you, the hardest thing to do in looping is sex scenes.
This is looper Lanai Chapman. Even the most intimate movie moments can require a looper in post-production.
And the easiest, perhaps, or at least the most fun, blood-curdling screams.
Well, let's talk about the sex scene.
Oh, our time is up. So unfortunate, but how lovely of you to spend some time with us in this magic box we call the soundstage.
Not so fast. One last question for looper David Randolph.
What about the part of never being seen? At some point, I mean, you're working so hard here, you're neither seen nor heard, really. You're sort of background mumble.
Well, we believe that what we do is really important, and it's collaborative. Every part of this industry has lots and lots of layers. We're one of the layers in the soundtrack, and it's necessary, and we try to do it best we can.
All set, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break over. They take their places again on the soundstage, walking in circles, their spoken fragments floating up to the faraway microphones to be mixed into the manufactured reality that is Hollywood.
Did you text him?
In California, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
That was very nice, guys.
Nice job. Yeah,
thank you.
We are Krill. We are meant to look the same.
Not me, Bill. There's only one of me in all the world. I am one in a Krillion.